It's Monday, July the 20th, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
Oh, fuck. I'm Blavin.
God,
that actually was...
Was that legit?
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the world.
Is this like a secret into your
side? No, I was just going to say happy birthday to Anthony, and then I instead said your name as me.
That's right, it's Anthony's birthday today.
Yay!
Happy birthday.
Yay!
Happy birthday, Anthony! Yeah. I thought you mixed up the names because you've been gone so long and you just spent all the time listening that you just got used to hearing
Anthony.
I
never listened to this stuff.
Could have just lied.
Never.
Could have just...
Never listened to this.
No.
Name.
Okay.
Never again.
Thanks. Thanks for being a team player.
See how this friendship
works. Like you guys listen to it again.
Yep.
I have to.
I do voluntarily.
Wow.
Thanks for being a team player.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks. But yes, it's Anthony's birthday today. Anthony, you are a number.
I am a number.
Today. If you want to reveal that number, you can.
How old are you?
Are you one? Are you? I'm 25.
Cool. That means 25 birthday beats after the show.
No!
That's the thing, though. Like, have you already settled down? Do you have a career?
Yo.
Do you have a white picket fence? Do you have a kid you drive to, you know, soccer with their minivan?
No.
Anthony, where are you? Where are you?
Like, come on, man. Everybody else has grown up around you, and what are you doing?
I'm on a podcast.
Yeah, you got
nerds.
Yeah, you got a guy who collects toys and a guy who plays children's card games.
What am I doing?
What are the people you surround yourself with?
Yeah, at some point, you just gotta ditch them and grow up.
Wow. What the fuck's happening?
Happy birthday.
One of us.
What has become of me?
Got any cool birthday stories to regale us with?
I bought games with birthday.
Oh my god, do you feel like 25 sitting on 25
mil? Oh, I wish I was sitting on 25 mil. I feel like 25 sitting on 25 cents.
Yeah. It's like it has no money.
I bought a bunch of shit, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
I bought 2 to 10 of Gundam The Origin, just straight up on Amazon.
We're talking about the hardcover.
The hardcover.
Mangas.
Yeah, like some color pages.
2 to 10?
2 to 10.
You just dropped.
Wow. It's $200.
Wow. Well, I mean, if you aren't going to enjoy reading them, then sure. Why
and then
not?
I got a gift card to EB Games. So I bought Batman.
Oh.
And I bought Splatoon.
Oh. Did you play either of these?
No, I bought them on the way here.
All right. This again.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Nice.
I know.
And for your birthday, the boys here decided to introduce you to a new world.
Oh, that's so weird. I don't know if I'm used to this world yet.
So we introduced Anthony to the world of sweatpants.
Yeah, like...
Because believe it or not, in his 25 years, Anthony has managed to avoid sweatpants.
I'm wearing them right now.
Yeah.
This is actually, for real, the first time I've ever worn sweatpants.
Yeah.
In my whole life.
And he's always been against sweatpants.
Yeah, because like when I wear my jeans, like if someone calls me out, I'm ready to go. I just get out the door and dip. I don't think it changed.
Good
to go.
But no, we got you these because we know you like to game and comfort.
Oh, I was very constrictive, tight jeans.
Slowly we're getting there. I remember there was a couple years ago where you had no concept of the word shorts.
Yeah.
Look at you now.
Oh, yeah. That was like a couple years ago that I bought my first pair of shorts.
Yeah, look at you now.
I think I was the young age of 23,
22. Yes.
Yeah. And I bought my first pair of shorts.
Yeah.
Next up, Lululemon pants.
Ooh. Anthony and some yoga pants. We can't wait for that.
Hug those curves.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I got them.
Well, that's great. You're 25. Happy birthday. Let's move on with the show. This week, we're doing a review on Ant-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Stars Paul Rudd. It's the latest chapter in the great Marvel cinematic history, blah, 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 blah. And,
Yo, superheroes, dog!
Yeah, we're totally going to spoil it, like we do with all our movie reviews. We hope you enjoy listening to our thoughts. But when you haven't been here in a while, regale me with your opinion.
I want to hear your voice.
On the Ant-Man.
I enjoyed Ant-Man quite a lot. It was interesting that actually one of the three nerds was in Ant-Man.
Oh, yeah.
Antony.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. When I saw that, and I didn't see it with the boys, I wondered to myself if Anthony was chuckling while he was in his seat.
I heard it, and then I immediately, like, my hands were, like, on the rest, like, the hand rest. And when I heard that name, I immediately grabbed the handrest.
Because you were
so angry. I was like, I was looking over. And I looked over to my left. And I was like, did any of you guys catch that? Like, are they going to make jokes after?
Are
they going
to make jokes right now? Were you happy or were you just...
No, I was like, oh, what's going to come of this? Like, what is... I don't know what's going to happen. I was anxious.
About Anthony?
Yeah, I didn't know what was going to happen. I don't know
what kind of... What do you mean? You didn't like it?
I didn't know what kind of name was going to come out of that.
What? I don't get it.
No, I thought they were going to make jokes because, like, my name is Anthony.
Yeah.
And then that thing's name is Anthony.
Oh, God. Anyway, so...
I was like, what's going to happen? Like, are they going to be really clever and, like,
no, burn me? No, see, that was the joke. We knew you were going to be under pressure.
I was like, oh, it's going to happen.
We're just going to keep you in the dark the whole time.
All right, sweet.
The one thing that...
Pressure's gone.
So the movie I thought was very funny. The one thing that I didn't like so much about it was the action scenes. Because he's so small, it's like zoomed out. Sometimes you just don't see anything, really. Like, okay. It's just so small, you know?
Yeah.
It's like flopping around doing whatever. So, but yeah, it's really cool to see everything from a micro-sized perspective. Other than that, it wasn't really anything special. It was just funny. I think the highlights of this movie were the guy who's telling the stories and the people mouthing what he's saying at the same time. Oh, dude, yo, Spanish I'm part friend? Of the guerrilla journalism, you know what I'm
saying? Oh, that guy? Yeah.
Oh my God, those made me howl. He's like, yo, I was looking for this dude who, like, you know, can shrink. And he's like, I know that. I was like, oh my God, that's so funny. Because that Asian chick was just mouthing it perfectly.
Yeah, like, apparently she's like a YouTuber,
that okay. Asian chick.
Oh, yeah, oh man. Kana?
Yeah. Yeah. God, it was so funny. Those parts were my favorite. Oh,
those are funny.
Yeah. I'm glad that there was, like, more than one of them. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. Like, it's just, it's not over the top like Avengers, and it's, Ant-Man is one of the lesser known Marvel characters, so I don't really, a lot of people who I talk to who want to go see it, they're like, I don't even heard of Ant-Man or whatever, right?
Okay.
Not really interested in it, but one, the friend I saw it with after she saw it, she's like, man, actually, this was a lot of fun, it was actually really, really funny, and I didn't think it would be something that I would have seen voluntarily, like, on my own kind of thing, but it had one of the lowest grossing weekends, opening weekends for a Marvel movie. Only behind, only ahead of Incredible Hulk.
Oh?
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Yeah, I know. What did you guys think about it?
Anthony, tell me what you thought about the Ant-Man.
I kind of mirror a lot of Blavin. So, like, I found this movie very charming.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, just very witty and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, I didn't think the action was... I guess I didn't dislike the action as much as Blavin. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought it was really cool to see from, like, the smaller size and the interesting way he fights, like, when he fought the Falcon. And he, like, went into his suit and stuff like that. But, yeah, like, the over... Like, I liked all the parts of the movie, but overall I felt it was... It was fine. Like, it's not a bad movie, but, like, I didn't... Like, I'm not fangasming over it like I do... Like, the Avengers, when I see that, or when I saw Guardians of the Galaxy and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, so they say at the end of the movie, it's like Ant-Man Returns.
Will
return. But I really hope that's not in an Ant-Man 2. Like, I feel this movie is a very good standalone, and it can... Like, it gives you what you need to know about Ant-Man going into the future movies, if they use them, I guess. Or they will use them, but...
Well, to be fair, their whole movie... lineup has been planned out until 2019.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So, this is probably just other movies.
Oh, okay.
But, so this ends phase 2, apparently, right? That's on phase 3 of
yes.
Marvel movies.
Yes, this ends phase 2.
Okay.
That's crazy. DC has a lot to catch up on.
I kind of can't wait for that Superman movie, but that's not part of the review. Yeah, so I did enjoy this. Like, it's... I sound kind of down on it, but I did enjoy this movie. Like, there were a lot of funny parts, like, as Blavin said, like, the mouthing the stories from his one jail friend, a lot of the interactions between was it Hank Pym?
Yeah,
Hank Pym and I forget what's that guy's character?
Who's the actual Ant-Man? Scott Lang.
Scott Lang, yeah. Mm-hmm. Hank Pym and Scott Lang, like those kind of interactions, and I like how it was just like a really lighthearted film, coming off the Avengers, which tried to be like super dark and. Like, it's that dark middle chapter with, like, oh no, everything's gonna end and the team's breaking up and stuff like that. So, yeah, I actually really enjoyed it, but, like, I kind of feel that it's a great standalone movie. And, like, I hope they use Ant-Man in other movies, but I don't think I need another Ant-Man movie.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, I like this movie as well. It was, I like how the Phase 2 Marvel movies are more about being different genres in movies now.
Yeah.
Like, Captain America was, like, the spy espionage one.
Mm-hmm.
What other ones came out? Guardians of Star Wars.
Yeah.
And I like how this one's a heist movie.
Yeah, because he's a thief, right?
The only problem with the heist movie is, like, there are some fucking amazing heist movies. And if I compare it to those heist movies, I don't think Ant-Man quite lives up.
Yeah.
In terms of the heist aspect. But I do think it was a fun little bite-sized movie. It didn't even feel that long, to be honest.
How long was it?
It was like 2 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, did it feel longer?
No, it felt way shorter.
Yeah.
Wow, I guess I was having a good time.
Yeah. Like, it was fun. Like, it had its moments. I do think Michael Douglas was my favorite part of the movie.
Okay.
Just because that old man. I just thought he was funny. And I really like the setup for it, how Ant-Man exists in, like, the 80s or the 70s.
Yeah, it's like a secret.
Yeah, thing, yeah. I really like that. I really like that aspect. Like, they and then they pull in cameos from
Peggy Carter.
Yes. Yeah.
She's there. The yeah. Stark dude.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, Peggy Carter is the one Captain America was a dance with.
Oh.
Remember? The chick that he left behind?
Okay.
Do you actually remember? No. Okay, remember in the first Captain America where there was the girl that he liked?
Yeah.
That's the girl.
That's okay.
And then she also has her own show.
Oh yeah, Carter. Yeah.
Agent Carter.
And then, you know, sometime in Winter Soldier, she's really old on a bed.
Yeah, and he's talking to her.
Oh yeah.
And he's like, "Oh, I'm here." And she's like, "Oh, you came to visit again." And he's like, "Oh god."
Okay.
Yeah, the cameos in this movie are cool. Like the Falcon one is cool. Yeah. But I still don't know the Falcon. But whatever.
I don't really think the Falcon is really an Avenger. Anybody could wear that suit.
Yes, I agree.
But Cap chose him.
Oh god, if Cap was the one who fought against Ant-Man, it'd be over.
Was he gonna go into a shield? No. Like,
yeah, but Cap can't fly.
True.
True. Yeah. It's true.
Yes. But no, the Ant-Man movie was cool. I thought it was really interesting how they have the final battle sequence was like essentially takes place in a children's toy set.
Yeah, right. And that's like a lot of the thing of like or a lot of the a big thing about this movie is, like, these fights are on such a... Like, they seem so epic from where we're seeing it.
Yeah.
But, like, in a grander scale, it's nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think a lot of the audience in my theater, anyway, was laughing really hard at that.
Yeah.
The fact that Thomas the Tank Engine was...
They got knocked over.
The fact that he
grew into the...
Oh, that one made a bunch of kids and everybody, all the adults laugh. It's only funny because his eyes kept moving.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, like, left and right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Or the big ant.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but I had fun with it. It's not my favorite Marvel movie, but it's not the worst one either.
Okay.
So, I enjoyed it a lot. Mm-hmm. Do we still do ratings on this thing?
I forget. Where are you guys?
What's our rating system?
It's got a 5?
Man, do you guys remember the jock system? That was the best.
Yeah. Oh, the reverse.
Yeah.
The
reverse. Yo, if it's got 0 jocks, it's the best.
Yeah.
Don't pick on us. Yeah, I'll give it like a 4.
4 jocks?
No, yeah, 4. No. 4 to 5 regular points.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I enjoyed like the thing I guess I didn't really explain it, but like when I was talking about my portion, but the movie was consistently good, but I never felt there was like any peaks or any valleys within it. It was just like a constant level of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it never really like there was never like a climax or anything, or at least that I felt.
Yeah, right.
All right. Blavin, you have a
Yeah, I'll give it like a 4.
Solid 4?
Yeah, solid 4.
I agree. I'm going to give it a 4 ant colonies out of 5.
Dang.
So, there we go.
It's a lot of ants in those colonies.
It's a lot of ants. There you go, Ant-Man. Go see it. It's fun. It's good. It's a Marvel movie. At this point, it's a known quantity.
Yeah, like, it's weird that we can go into a Marvel movie being like, no matter what it is, like, this will be pretty good.
Yeah, it's good. They've built up that repertoire, and there you go. Can't expect them all to be spectacular winners.
Yeah,
but
you would expect at least one of them to be bad. But oh yeah, sorry, it's Captain America 1.
Oh, that's a shame. All right then, let's move into our picks and weeks, and I'm gonna keep it on the superhero front because the news that drew my attention this week was we finally got pictures of the X-Men Apocalypse cast.
Ooh. Oh, I saw that.
Specifically, Apocalypse, Storm, and Psylocke. I gotta talk about Apocalypse first, guys.
Okay.
I'm so happy that Ivan Ooze found a role after Power Rangers.
Oh my god, I missed him. I hope he just goes, it's time to pay the Piper, Zordon.
Oh!
You remember that?
Yeah.
He plays the part where he blew everything? Oh, yeah. Oh my god, that movie's so good.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, the Apocalypse, I don't know.
He looks stupid.
He does look really, really...
I forgot about this because I tried to block it out of my face.
Yeah.
Psylocke, I was like, is that Olivia Munn? Oh yeah. God, it's Olivia Munn.
It's Olivia Munn. Oh. You know what? So I'm conflicted on the Olivia Munn one. Like, Olivia Munn aside, her costume is really, like, spot on. Comic accurate.
Is that bothering you?
And it's bothering me. I'm like, it doesn't look right. Like, if I feel like I'm actually seeing a girl cosplaying at Comic-Con as Psylocke.
Like, she just took it straight from the comic, right?
Yeah.
This is the thing where nerds can never be happy. Yeah. They're like, you know what, guys? Here you go. Fully accurate thing. And we're like, oh, I don't know. And it's like, damn it! Really?
Mother effers!
Yeah, but yeah. So, like, I was looking at this picture. I'm like, yeah, I don't know if I like it. But it turns out it's just the picture.
Okay.
I feel like the picture's just lit way too bright. Because I was looking at the poster for it. And it's a bit darker. And you can see a lot more detail on it. And it's like, oh, okay, I get it. Yeah, okay, that costume looks pretty damn good now.
Michael Fassbender, though.
Oh, he's my hero.
He's a good-looking dude.
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
Yeah, and then the last one is...
I'm kind of sad that he doesn't have the Apocalypse mouth.
Oh, like the blue line?
Yeah, the blue line where he's always scowling.
Yeah.
But hey, did you guys talk about Suicide Squad and the other stuff last week?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Oh, slam.
What did you want to talk about?
I love how everybody went from Jared Leto's Joker's the worst to, oh my god, it's the best! I'm like, really?
I still, yeah, no, we talked about this.
Yeah.
I still think he looks insanely dumb.
Yeah, but you know, like, people visually, on the internet are like all over it. They're like, oh my god, it's amazing.
What, like how he looks?
Just everything about
it. Oh, wow.
Okay. Now everybody's like turned around on it. It's like, wow. Come on.
No, like I think he looks like visually he looks super dumb. Yeah. But I like the psychopath vibe he's going for. Like in his actual acting. Yeah.
So did you guys hear that apparently like he's going to kill Jason Todd in Suicide Squad?
Good. That'd be cool.
And then that's why in the Superman vs. Batman trailer, that's his suit that's on display.
Oh, nice.
You know when Batman was walking and he's looking at the suits like, how many good guys are left in Gotham? And it says, joke's on you, Batman. And it's a dude's suit with a mask.
Yeah.
That's apparently Jason Todd's
suit. Cool. Nice. I like that.
Yeah.
I heard like some things about like the person he's going to hurt really bad but not kill.
Is Harley Quinn?
Not Catwoman. Batwoman? And it's going to lead into Oracle being in the movies.
Really?
Yeah, it's like, get paralyzed somehow.
Weird.
But like,
Strange.
Yeah. Doctor Strange?
The only thing about that Suicide Squad trailer I didn't like is when Will Smith's like, what is this, some kind of Suicide Squad?
But Tish! Like,
I was like, oh, come on, of all people to say that, please, 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 nope, it had to be you.
Of course, he's Deadshot.
Oh, and I was like, no!
He's got to be dead on with those puns.
No! No!
Yes. You love it.
No.
Yes. Okay, sorry to interrupt, but yeah, that's it.
What about the Batman vs. Superman trailer? Did you like
that? Yeah,
so like
what you saw? Gal Gadot's in it.
Yeah, yeah.
I heard Aquaman and Flash are in it too, and Cyborg.
Yeah, but there are more cameos apparently.
Is it CW Flash?
No.
So they're really just hyping it up now. They have so much to catch up on. They're gonna catch up with one movie? I don't know.
I hope not. I hope they just start from the beginning. Like, I hope this is their phase one of DC movies.
Yeah, I don't know if I really like Jesse Eisenberg as...
I hate it.
No, it's not. It doesn't fit.
Yeah, not at all. Not even a little bit, right?
Yeah, I hate it.
I mean, they could have at least gotten Andy Samberg, because we all know that Evolution line is...
Oh, did you see that thing I retweeted?
Michael Cera.
That was so good.
Jesse Eisenberg into Andy Samberg.
Oh, that was so good. I can't believe... Oh, that was like the best tweet I found all week.
Yeah. But yeah, come on. Like, he looks so dumb.
He does.
As thing. When does Jesse Eisenberg ever seem, like, threatening to you?
Never.
Yeah, exactly.
When does Michael Cera ever seem threatening to you?
Yeah, but he's just a guy who, like... You know, he isn't even an actor. He probably got too awkward to say he wasn't an actor. And now he just became one. But yeah, it's weird. Gal Gadot's hot, eh?
Yeah, she's always been hot. We know that. We're Fast and Furious fans.
Yo.
Gal Gadot's hot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that one looked cool, too. I can't wait to see Batfleck just take
it to... I like what he's doing with his scowl in that movie. Just, like, looking real pissed at Superman.
Oh, you like his Judge Dredd scowl?
Yeah, he's just like... He's like... can't, like, fucking Superman took down my Metropolis branch.
I really like how Clark's parents are depicted in this world.
What? They don't
oh, yeah, we care. Yeah, we talked about that last week, too. I really enjoy that, too.
What?
Where they're like,
they're not saints. They're not these people who just are, like, lawfully good to the max.
Yeah, the mom's like, you should be a symbol of hope and blah, blah, blah. And, like,
You don't owe this earth anything.
Yeah, I like that.
That's awesome.
I like that because it means that, like, Superman has to choose. Like, he has to make that choice.
Yeah, he has these moral choices. Yeah.
So the thing is that, like, that's true, though, right? He owes no one anything.
Yeah. And then, like, I even like in Man of Steel when his father was like, he's like, was there not supposed to say them? He's like, well, I don't know. You know, but.
Yo, so, like, Beast Boy, yeah? Maybe? No? All right. What? Okay.
Oh, that would be something.
Yo, my OTL.
Are we just going to get Teen Titans in here?
Yeah, I was going to say.
I'm still crossing my fingers for an eventual Teen Titans movie.
Let's have some Starfire up in this bitch.
Yeah. Like, Raven.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That'd be sick if they had, like, the cartoon Teen Titans Beast Boy, though. Like, that style Beast Boy.
Hey, look, guys!
Yeah.
Yo, check out this awesome thing. I turned into a rhino. Woo!
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That'd be so funny.
Oh, that'd be the best. That was my favorite Robin. That Teen Titans.
Teen Titans Robin's really good.
Yeah, so I heard that they're coming out with a movie for... Oh, snap. Who is it? Green Lantern again? Another one?
What?
Yeah.
Is it another origin story? Yeah.
I don't know. I can't remember the details on it, though.
Yeah, me neither. I feel like there's one more. Oh, Deadpool.
Yeah, the Deadpool trailer came out.
I still never saw it because, like, I couldn't watch the...
It's not, like, an official trailer.
Yeah.
It is an official trailer.
No, but I mean, like, it's not, like, it's shot on, like, a cell phone camera.
Yeah. I watched it, and I feel like a lot of people just like it because there's so much swearing.
Yeah.
Well, that's...
That's like, his whole appeal.
That's
appeal. Like, to me, I guess it's going to be, like, meh to me.
I don't know, I found the trailer pretty funny. Sorry for listeners if this is, like, a repeat of last week, but, like, I found it pretty funny because the movie jokes didn't hinge on breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah.
Like, it seemed like he had his own jokes within the movieverse.
Okay.
And, like, he only talked to the audience, like, once in that whole trailer.
Yeah.
Like, I think
What did he say?
Huh?
What did he say?
Oh, I forgot. It was, like, near the end, and he looks straight into the camera and says a joke.
Okay.
But yeah, like, that was the only thing I was worried about that movie, is if, like, so, like, the video game came out, and, like, all the jokes are like, hey, player, this is hilarious. And, it wasn't. Like, eventually those kind of jokes got old.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad they know how to, like, ration the fourth wall jokes out.
Yeah. I don't like Deadpool as much either, but I love Ryan Reynolds, so.
You do.
Yeah, me too.
I'll be at this movie.
So before we watch this, we're gonna watch some Ryan Reynolds movie. We're gonna watch Just Friends, right?
I think I'd rather watch Definitely Maybe.
The movie as a child?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He's the
You
dad.
Are the biggest sap, eh? The Love Actually dad. Every winter.
Oh, come on. That's the best Christmas movie.
Oh, my God.
No, Die Hard's
no,
best Christmas
it's
movie. Oh, God.
No, man, it's not. No, Die Hard's the second best Christmas movie.
Two.
Now, on a side note, is Nightmare Before Christmas a Christmas movie or a Halloween movie?
It's both.
Actual?
Yeah.
I think it's a Halloween movie.
I think it works for both.
I think it's about ruining Christmas.
No, it's not. Oogie Boogeyman wants to ruin Christmas. Jack wants to be Santa Claus.
That's true. But it's a Halloween movie.
I think it's both.
I think it's a bit too
Most dark. Of it takes place in Christmas Town.
Yeah.
No.
I feel like my memory, most of it takes place in Christmas Town.
No, it's mostly... No, the final is like all
Yeah, they fight back in the thing. Because Oogie Boogie's lair.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he got stolen.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm thinking of Kingdom Hearts. Yes. Because, okay. Yo, you play a lot in Christmas Town with Kingdom Hearts.
Yes.
Ton of Christmas Town.
All right, I'm going to rein it back in. Back to X-Men Apocalypse. The final character.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about that.
The final character is Storm. And I like this Storm because she's young and she has a mohawk.
Oh, yeah. Mohawk that's Storm?
That's the newer Storm, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is weird because she's technically the...
Wait, so all this is supposed to be happening before X-Men, the other X-Men?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, but this was all, like, rewritten. Oh, I see what they did here.
Yeah, this X-Men is, like...
So, basically, the old X-Men movieverse is gone now. Because Wolverine reset it all. Because
of Days of Future Past?
Is
that true?
Is that what it was? Days
of Future Past. Did he... Yeah, he reset stuff at the end of the movie, right?
Yeah, because he comes up to Professor Xavier and he's like, I have a lot to tell you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, he reset everything because he stopped the Sentinel program and stuff,
That's right. Man, that studio. Gotta give him credit. Like, they're just like, we made a whole bunch of shitty films, and watch us reset it all, but keep it all in canon.
I still never saw the third one.
What?
The third crappy X-Men movie.
Oh, X3.
Yeah, I never saw X3.
Where Cyclops dies?
Yeah.
You can skip that one.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, well, it's...
Wait, no, is that the one where he lasers the school?
No, that's like the first or second one.
That's the second one.
Okay, that was the last one I saw. And then, like, Jean Grey
goes crazy. No, I think it's the first one. Because it's supposed to show, like, how Scott could control his powers and somebody took off his glasses back.
So and he lost it.
Oh, like, okay, yeah, yeah.
What was the one where Jean Grey goes crazy and she wants to be
That's the third one. That's the
third one.
Did I see that one? I
don't know. And she kills Professor X.
And that's the one where she goes, I'm the juggernaut, bitch. Not her, sorry. Not Jean Grey. Not Jean Grey. Not Jean Grey says that. The juggernaut guy. Because Kitty, that was at the height of the juggernaut bitch thing.
Wait, was that, that was X3?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then Wolverine stabs her and says, I love you so much.
Oh, that's right. Is that also the movie where Magneto was on the Golden Gate Bridge and like was lifting all the cars and shit?
No, that's another.
That's
one.
Like the first one.
What?
God damn it, Anthony!
All these movies are mixing together.
I'm gonna end you.
It doesn't matter though because Fox is like, fuck these movies. If you can't remember it, don't worry about it.
But Jamie Foxx was Electro, right? That's where you're going with this, right?
That's Iron Man though.
You're the worst.
You guys see the kid who was cast as Spider-Man?
No, who is it?
The kid from Ender's Game, I think.
What? That movie sucks.
What?
I hated Ender's Game. That movie is trash. The movie's hot garbage.
It wasn't hot garbage.
It's the hottest of garbage.
I've seen a lot worse movies.
Oh, I don't know. Like what?
I've played a lot worse video games.
Like what?
Lollipop Chainsaw.
Yeah, that's hot garbage. That's the hottest of garbage.
Asa Butterfield.
I think so, right? Is that who Spider-Man is? That's a
great
is?
Name.
I think. I'm not too sure.
Yeah, he's a new Spider-Man.
Anyways, he looks really young.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a
child. Which is great. I just hope he's super witty. That's all I hope for.
Oh, I can't wait to see his origin story once again. I wonder who's going to get shot this time. Maybe Uncle Ben.
You know what? Apparently they're saying he's not going to have an origin story.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, thank God.
But going back to Batman versus Superman, why the hell do we have to know about Batman's origin story again?
It's different this time around. It seems like he's going to be Batman from this thing, isn't it?
What?
Wait, what?
No, like he seems like, is he not turning into Batman after this event, or has he always been Batman?
He's been Batman
for like 20 years.
Yeah, for a while. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh man.
He's like in the past 20 years, I've done a lot of good for this city.
Oh my God, that one part where he's pulling the tires, pretty cool.
I like the part where Superman was on top of the Batmobile and he ripped off the doors.
And they're looking at each other?
Yeah, they're staring.
They're about to kiss?
Yeah. Oh, man.
They're like, heart, the sexual tension?
Yeah, sexual tension.
Like, my heart was pounding. I couldn't wait.
He's like, Clark, Bruce, I love you so much.
If only the red kryptonite wasn't in between us.
No, what was funny was, what is it? In that trailer, Bruce Wayne, like, he's holding someone, right? Like his daughter with like a
oh that little girl
yeah
I don't know.
I think it's just a little girl
because apparently his wife's supposed to be dead in supposed to have died in that what? Spoilers apparently.
Wait, does Batman have a wife?
Yeah, apparently his wife died in when Superman was fighting in that those buildings. That's why he's so mad at Superman.
That's why he's mad man.
Oh, yeah,
mad man. Oh snap,
because apparently one of my friends like he found a bunch of leaked info about the thing, so like that's was one of them.
That's cool.
Yeah, I don't know if this is all hearsay.
Got from the script.
Yeah, from the script. But what's the other thing that happened in that trailer? Yeah, so he's been Batman for 20 years?
Yeah.
Damn.
This is old man.
Oh, no, I did see that.
Yeah.
Where there was somebody shooting them and then, and then some kid going, no! And I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah, it's like, oh, great.
Yeah.
That's how he became Batman.
Yeah, Henry Cavill's not small, eh? He's pretty big.
He's a large fellow.
He's a large man.
Yeah, but Batman's bigger.
Yeah, I know.
Ben Affleck's a big dude.
Yeah.
Man. You see him in Gone Girl? He's huge in that movie.
Actual?
Yeah. Because he was training for Batman as he did that movie. So he's just massive.
That's funny.
Like, it never dawned on me that he was also very tall.
How tall is he?
He's like 6'5".
What?
He said Dawn, and the name of the movie is Dawn.
Oh, snap. Wait, he's 6'5"?
Yeah, he's a tall dude.
Dang.
He's a tall dude. I think Superman is... Henry Cavill's like 6'2", so...
Jeez! Wish I was 6'5".
Yeah, okay, we've talked about superheroes enough. Let's move on. Anthony, tell me something else.
Yo, Evo happened! And some news came out of Evo about Street Fighter V.
Five of five.
Or sorry, Street Fighter V. V for victory.
Fies.
So they announced that Street Fighter V, the one coming out... whenever, I forget the release date.
Yeah.
If they even made a release date. Will be the only version of Street Fighter you ever have to buy. There will be no Super Street Fighter. There will be 5. There will be no Ultra Street Fighter 5. and how they're doing this is with a like League of Legends slash mobile game style currency system. No,
I knew it. I knew it.
So when you play your game, your copy of Street Fighter V, you can win fight money. And no. Fight money is cash that you get by playing the game. But you can also, for real money, get some Zenny.
Oh, no.
And so as they release characters, as they release costumes, as they release whatever they're going to release for this game, you can either buy it with fight money, which you earn by playing, or with microtransactions through Zenny.
Okay.
Yeah, and they just like straight up turned it into like a mobile game.
Okay.
So like, on one level, it's like, it's cool for me if I'm going to get way into Street Fighter V like I got into Street Fighter 4, and like everything will just be free for me.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, like, it sucks for the other people who are just like, I just want to play certain characters that come out later. Yeah. And, like, they have to, like, nickel and dime them for... And, like, obviously those characters aren't going to be... Like, they're not... The prices won't match out to, like, how they were in a bundle. Like, it's going to be, like, $5-$7 a character, if not more, right? When you eventually get the Zenny, because they're doing it as an individual purchase.
Yes.
So, like... It's like, I don't know, it's like a... Little disappointing, but not really. I don't know how to think about it. But there is also a new Street Fighter. Not a game, an actual fighter.
Oh.
Like a character, a Street Fighter.
Oh, I see where you're
going. Nate also announced at Evo. His name is Nekali.
That's a hipster-ass hipster name.
Yeah. It is spelled N-E-C-A-L-L-I.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
Nekali. And he's pretty much just a savage. Like, he's like a... Like, think of, like, you know, like, the Tarzan dreads? Like, he's got those, but bigger and red.
Yep.
And, like, he glows like Asura from Asura's Wrath. And he uses, like, this very savage style. Like, he just, like, a lot of his moves are, like, grabbing people by the face and, like, whipping them into a wall.
Okay.
Like, just straight up stepping on dudes. Like, he's like a jungle warrior, pretty much.
Is his fighting stance, like, kind of hunched over?
His fighting stance is, like, hunched over. Like, he's ready to pounce on his prey. Like he's hunting.
I get it.
Pretty much.
All right. So he's, what's his face? He's Kraven from Marvel.
He's Kraven the Hunter?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. So yeah, and he looks really cool. His playstyle seems very... Well, everybody's playstyle in this game seems very offensive.
That's what I like to hear.
Like, there's not too many characters that are... Or at least that I've seen so far that are, like, all kind of hold back. Like, Charlie, maybe. But Charlie has a lot of stuff where it's, like, he can use flash sticks to get in on people rather than how Guile kept people out. Yeah, Street Fighter V is looking like a really cool game, and like it's looking like a lot more offensive game. Like, I kind of can't wait to see what kind of crazy combos this will be. It's reminding me a lot more of like Alpha.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like how the combos are looking, and like how it seems very simple to do these certain combos. But obviously, I don't know how. Like, it doesn't look like you need that much technical skill as you did in 4.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, at some point you probably will need it. Of course, there'll be some.
It's still a fighting game.
Yeah,
I gotta ask.
What?
Auto combos? Yes or no?
I don't know. I don't think there's gonna be auto combos. I haven't heard. Like, I think that's like anime exclusive.
So disappointed. So disappointed.
Yo, man, get Guilty Gear Xrd Sign.
Game's nuts.
No. But yeah, so some new Street Fighter news. I'm pretty excited about Street Fighter.
Cool. And, like, cool.
At the prospects of me getting free characters for that game for the rest of my life.
How's the tournament? I heard some pretty huge, like, amazing
stuff. Oh, the happened. Tournament was crazy. I'll talk about it during my week.
Okay, but, okay, like, okay.
Oh, man, that tournament was nuts.
All right, good, good. Blavin, your pick of the week?
My pick of the week is something that's dear to my heart.
Oh, yeah. Very close. And... Oh, wait, hold on. Before you continue, there's something... Oh, shit, we need to ask him.
Me?
Blavin?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Do you like Dragon Ball? Like, how do you feel about Dragon Ball?
Oh yeah, do you actually like Dragon Ball? Like Dragon Ball Z?
Like the series, like the whole franchise.
Like, do you like it?
No, I don't.
What?
Okay, I knew it.
Alright, we got it.
No,
yeah.
I fucking love it. What are you talking about?
Wait, do you really?
I love it.
What?
Yeah.
What? Oh, okay. We thought you hated it.
No, the only one I don't like is GT.
Okay, that's fine.
That's
fine,
yeah, whatever.
Because we just assumed, Blavin likes Gundam, and he likes, Sunrise Robots.
Yeah, we thought you were all about that Sunrise. No, and you were never about that.
As a kid, like, even in Taiwan, I used to watch
Dragon Ball. Okay, that's what we didn't know. We're like, he didn't grow up here, so
we don't know. We were wondering if you actually, like, Dragon Ball. We didn't know.
Yeah, I watched it every day when I was here for YTV and stuff. Like, I loved it.
Okay, okay.
Yeah,
yeah. All right. Good. For sure. Confirmed. Good information. Yeah. Continue.
Well, I missed that too.
What?
Dragon Ball
Super?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it good?
Yeah. Oh, it's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Well, a new anime came out. Vince posted it on his Twitter.
Of course.
But there was a countdown timer, and the countdown timer had a Gundam on it.
Yeah.
For the new generation of what's, you know, the new iteration of the Gundam.
Yeah.
And they finally released a trailer of it, and it's called Iron-Blooded Orphans. And it starts off with one of them, the main character probably, doing chin-ups. And then they're fighting on, like, a desert battlefield after a big disaster. And they're using tank robots. It reminds me of guerrilla warfare type stuff.
Okay.
And then, of course,
does.
Somebody's going to get a Gundam. Somebody's going to get one-sided.
It's going to be way OP.
Yeah, way OP.
And then it turns out the enemy also has a Gundam. One.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, this is what I'm waiting for. I really hope that's not the case. And they just have to fight a bunch of Zakus, which will be hilarious.
This turns into, like, Gundam Musou.
Well,
like...
no, it turns into a Gundam 8th MS team where nobody else had Gundams.
Oh, really?
And their Gundams aren't even that good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to this one. This new Gundam looks very different than regular traditional Gundam.
I really like it.
He has this weird V-fin that looks...
I love it. It's huge.
Yeah, it looks like it's a hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got a Jasmine waist.
Yeah, his waist
He's got, like, the Zone of the Enders
robot waist. I love it. He has, like, no waist.
He has, like, no waist. But according to Vince, the premises is still the same as all Gundam shows.
Yeah.
Boy finds robot, robot upgrades. Sweet. Except for 00, he didn't really find it.
Oh, that's true. He was given it.
Yeah.
Same with Wing. But no, when they did the press release for this... The series director was saying, like, the theme of it is whenever this Gundam defeats an enemy, he's going to take parts and bolt that onto his Gundam.
Oh, cool. It's like a custom robo.
So that's the theme. So it's like, so throughout the series, instead of, like, you know, like the halfway point in Gundam gets the major upgrade,
yeah.
It's going to be, like, bit by bit, he's going to be built up.
And, like, slowly he's going to be upgraded. That's sick.
Yeah. That's why he has no waste.
When is it coming out?
That's a very good question.
I think it's October 4th.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. The fall anime.
Yeah.
Season.
Sweet.
So next anime season. Well, that's soon.
Yeah. I can't wait. Can't wait.
Yeah. No. It looks real good.
I just don't know where it is. Where it's gonna be in the timeline. If it's gonna be UC or its own side.
No idea. No idea.
I really, really hope it's in the same timeline as G Gundam.
Oh,
and it just devolves into that.
That would be so fucked up.
That goal. What if, like, yeah, like, that's one of the countries who's, like, never won a world tournament, and they're just in poverty, right? And then, like, he gets the Gundam, he gets the first upgrade, and it's like, ding, 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 you've been entered in the world tournament. You beat, like, some low dude.
That's so amazing.
And then Domonkashu is the bad guy.
I'd be into it.
Yeah,
I'm
down.
So into it.
I'm down.
I'm into that.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, Sunrise, hire me, please.
I'll write Japanese.
I'll write your stories.
Not Japanese.
Nihongo desu.
Cool. Mm. Any other major stories you guys want to highlight? Or?
Nada.
No.
Jamie
Lee Curtis was at Evo.
She was.
She dressed up as Vega.
She did. Vega with tits.
And her husband dressed up as Dr. Boskanovich.
Oh, is that her husband?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think it's her husband. I'm pretty sure it's her husband.
Oh, yeah. Jamie Lee Curtis. What's the last thing she was in? Freaky Friday?
I think so.
I'm sure
that's the last thing I watched.
Yeah, I'm sure it's something else.
She in True Lies, apparently.
Oh, is she? I don't know.
Whatever. Freaky Friday will live on forever.
Who's the younger one?
Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, right. That's when Lindsay Lohan was still a star.
Yeah, she wasn't like a drug addict.
Oh, poor girl. Let's move on to our weeks.
Yay.
Do you guys want to volunteer to start, either of you?
No.
Wow, you guys are shaking your heads. Fine, I'll start. Jeez.
Sweet.
What losers.
Sweet.
Yeah, so last week, TJ was on the podcast.
Yeah.
TJ what?
Yeah, he was.
He was on this podcast.
Oh, yeah?
And he was talking about this anime he was watching.
Okay.
Called Hyomushi Petal.
Oh, this series is so good. Oh, this series is so good.
So I started watching it.
Yes.
I'm on episode, I think, 10?
Nice.
Of Grand Road.
Whoa, you mowed through that.
Yeah.
Jeez.
You have to.
So I think that puts me at like, around... 48 episodes this week.
Damn, son.
Oh my god.
That's rough. You're right. I do need new friends.
No, and I've been having an excellent time. It's very fun. It's very typical shonen. There's some things that are slightly turned on its head or that keep it interesting. But it's a nice sports anime. And something I really like about this sports, well, it's racing too.
Yeah.
I think that's why I'm into it.
It's team racing.
Yes. And I think something I really like about cycle racing is that, like, they can actually talk to their opponents while they're on the road.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, I was thinking back to, like, Initial D. They're just having, like, psychic
battles. Yeah, psychic battles. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm going to turn my lights off and then they can't see me. Like,
and it's like this pressure, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, you're not even talking. You're just having this battle with yourself. But no, I like how in this one they have that.
Yo, Midosuji though.
Midosuji's cool.
Oh, he's so cool.
He's cool. My only problem, and I don't know if it's explained with him later, but like I get his upbringing, but why did he turn so evil? Yeah. Like
it was the straw that broke the camel's back, my friend.
Like what? Because his mom died, he turned evil. Is that it? Like it just doesn't seem like enough.
It's enough.
Like
he's a fragile boy, okay?
I guess so. Oh, that's the other thing. Everybody in this frigging show is stuck in the past.
What do you mean?
They're like, oh my god, last year you disgraced me. Oh my god, when I was a little boy, I got pushed around. Oh my god, so I became this ultimate cyclist. Oh my god.
Yeah, that's how you get
my body
emotion.
Wasn't strong enough, so I had to train. Emotion. It's like, get over it. Grow up. That's my...
They were in high school, Vince.
And the other... Okay, my last problem... deal with Grand Road, and it's like it's that thing that all shonen has where it's like these guys are so strong, but oh my god, this total Deus Ex Machina other team comes in and they're also amazingly strong.
Have you
we've never heard of them. Who are they?
Training in secret in the mountains,
and then they're like, oh but no, they weren't really secret because they were actually third last year and they were actually here the whole time, and we're gonna write the whole bunch of bullshit to make it fit in.
Yeah.
It's like,
have you never watched sports anime?
I'm just like, this is... Like, that part really, really pissed me off. I was like, oh my god.
It always bothers me about shonen, because it's like, there's always a level that you get to, right?
Yeah.
What happens if you skip the level? Yeah. And it's like saying, like, Goku accidentally met Frieza by accident.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, damn, die.
Yeah.
And then just
kills him. Dunzo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, well, that sucks.
Yeah. The main character, Onoda... usually I don't like that type of, like, the main characters in these.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, he's not that bad.
He's always got this positive attitude.
I like how he's not, like, this super overpowered character.
Like, he actually has to work.
Yeah, and generally speaking, he loses more often than he wins.
Yeah.
And that's fun.
You know who doesn't do that?
Who?
Ippo.
He always wins.
Yeah.
He lost twice, but I mean, yeah.
But yeah, he
out of, like, a billion
Yeah, but
fights.
That's, boxing's different.
Yeah, okay, you know
he can't always lose.
You know who never loses?
Who?
The main character in Initial D.
Oh, that's true.
You know, the only time he lost, it wasn't an official race, and it was Dad.
Yeah. But no, I'm having a lot of fun with it. I wish they went a little bit more onto the technical side of, like, their gear and their equipment.
Okay.
Because their show makes it sound like it's all on the rider.
It is.
Sometimes it isn't.
It always is.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes. I wish they went to a little bit more minutiae of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does get super anime sometimes with, like, certain characters and their abilities.
The Hime power-up?
Tells that
no, that's
Princess
just...
Princess?
Yeah, so they sing, like, an anime song to boost morale. That's not really anime. I mean, like, abs.
Oh, okay. Oh, abs is so good.
Why, what does he do?
Oh, I love abs.
His name is just abs?
No, we just call him abs. I forget his name. But what you know?
I know.
What does he do?
Muscles and eyelashes.
Yeah, he's got like these really fabulous like mascarado eyelashes.
Okay.
And like these like this chiseled torso, like the like magnificent.
Yeah.
Right. But the thing is that he's super proud of his body.
Yeah.
So when he bikes, his shirt is always zipped down.
Okay.
So he can show his opponents his beauty.
Okay.
And like they even mention it, like him having his jacket open creates more drag, so it's harder for him to
win.
To pedal, but he still wins because he's just that good.
Yeah.
And but when he meets an opponent that he deems worthy, he zips up his jacket, and then he races like crazy.
Oh, he has this other thing which is ridiculous, and he trains his body. He loves to work out, but he loves no muscle more than his pecs.
Oh, he named his pecs. He named each pecs.
Okay.
And, like, each pack has a personality associated with them.
Okay.
Like, the right is Andy. The left is Frank. Frank is the conservative one who's always watching out for him. And he's the hot-blooded one who wants him to go into battle.
What is this? Oh my god.
Man, Ab's so good.
Is he like a bad guy or a good guy?
He's like just a middle, rival. Middle of the road. He's just a rival. Yeah.
A rival? Okay.
Yeah. My favorite characters are all on that team. That Hakone team.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I like the God of the Mountains.
Okay.
And number four, the Sprinter.
I'm like, oh,
what, like,
oh, man, I love number four.
Yeah, he's good.
He's always eating.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He always has an energy bar in his mouth when he's ready to go.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
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 And he's super laid back, but then when he's on, he's like a demon mode.
Oh, yeah, they call him the demon, and he has like his tongue out, and he's like, ah. Yeah. He's like coming after you.
So, yeah. You guys have never read or watched Prince of Tennis, right?
No.
So this is basically just that.
You know
that
all way. Sports anime is the same.
It's amazing. We isn't understand. Isn't it fun?
Yeah. But this one's really, it's enjoyable.
I feel like I have the same feelings about you guys having this with, like,
yeah,
Prince of Tennis. Because, yeah, like, they meet so many different schools, and it's always just like, oh, that guy's always sleeping.
Okay, so, but that's the thing. This is essentially, this whole anime is one race.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's 1 3-day race.
Oh, weird. That's crazy.
Like, the first 38 episodes, like, the first 20 episodes maybe are, like, building up the characters in the team.
Yeah.
But from episodes like 20 to the end, which is another 40 episodes, is basically a 3-day race. And they drag out certain moments. Like, they make 50 meters last forever.
It's the Dragon Ball Z thing. If I got a power, oh, you've been powering up for 20 minutes. Yeah. Meanwhile, it's been 30 episodes.
Yeah. Yeah.
This show's good.
Yeah, it's enjoyable. I'll probably get it done, but, like,
is it over now?
Tonight.
What, like the manga?
No, the show.
I don't know about the show. I've been reading it.
I don't know. I think the show ends with the end of the race.
Oh.
Yeah, I think the manga's still going.
But did you already finish that race?
No. I got to the part where Midosuji drops off one of his, like, because one of his Zakus isn't strong enough.
Mm-hmm.
So he just ditches him. And then...
Zakus?
Oh, yeah. So he calls his team, teammates, Zakus, because they're expendable.
Oh, God. Right? That's amazing.
Yeah.
But yeah, he drops one of them, and then they have the sprint race to the end, and Midosuji wins.
Is this a triathlon, or is this like a biking?
No, it's just a biking.
Oh,
biking.
Sprinting, you mean like all out?
Yeah, yeah, like it's a flat surface, and they just sprint, and Midosuji wins, and he beats the guy with the energy bar. It was after the first time he went into demon mode.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, so I'm past that part.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah, that's the last part I read.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it's good. I'm having an excellent time with it. I'll probably be done it like tonight.
Time to watch Ippo, son.
No, see, that's I can't do that.
Yeah, you can.
No, that's a commitment and a half.
You can do it. No, I believe in you.
No, because my goal is to finish this anime before F1 comes out tomorrow. Because then
you're just not gonna do anything.
Okay. I'm just gonna drop everything after that. So yeah, but yeah, that was basically my week.
All right. I don't think you had time for anything else. Like, you went on bike rides and then watched shows about bike riding.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah, essentially. Tried all those techniques, didn't work.
Wait, the spider climb didn't work for you?
Uh-uh.
What?
No, I went really slow. I tried smiling. Uh-uh.
That doesn't work.
That takes too much energy. I tried Midosuji's super low across the front.
Yeah, where he's like way in the front.
Nope, doesn't work.
No, but that's downforce. It keeps you on the ground.
That doesn't work, man.
I think it works. I think you're just doing it wrong.
Downforce. Downforce is the last thing you need in cycling. You don't want to be sucked to the ground. You want to be as slippery as possible. Yes. All right. Blavin, tell me about your week.
So I've been watching I have to tell you about a bunch of weeks, but...
you can talk about anything, then.
Go. The biggest thing that I wanted to talk about is that I'm starting to watch an anime as well.
Oh.
The second season of Knights of Cydonia came out on Netflix.
That's right. Yeah.
There was a large plot point that I knew was coming back when I was starting it. Then I forgot about it. And then when it happened, I was like, oh, shit.
It happened.
It happened. I was like, oh, my God.
What was this again?
Yeah, what? Knights of Cydonia?
Okay.
I was like, damn. Are you guys going to watch it?
Anybody watching it? I've never watched Knights of Cydonia.
I never watched it.
Are you watching it?
Yeah.
So, you know that chick?
Which one?
Well.
Oh, yeah.
I knew she was coming. But I forgot about it because I didn't read anything about that show until it came out. When I saw it, I'm like, oh my god, that's amazing. I forgot about this girl. Basically, they made Eren from, whatchamacallit, from Attack on Titan. The hybrid human thing. This is basically Attack on Titan in space.
Yes.
Yeah, but oh my god, she's like, oh.
She's nuts.
Nice. OP, like so super crazy, OP. But she's also so cute. Like she just has this little like tentacle that they interact with.
What?
Yeah, because she's actually like full size, never not a monster.
Oh, okay.
So the way she interacts with people is like this with this weird tentacle that like has no face and like weird tentacly arms. Whoa, and weird. But she acts like a little girl. She's like, oh my god. What you didn't see me, let's hug. And then, yeah, it's crazy. And then there's a harem between the main character and the girl guy that likes him and that monster thing.
The fuck?
And by girl guy, do you remember that everybody in the show is like a hermaphrodite until they choose what gender they like and then they turn into the opposite gender?
I don't
gender.
Think I've ever watched this show.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's what people do.
Wow.
They're stuck between a boy and a girl, and when they like you, whether you're a boy or a girl, they turn to the opposite
sex. That's a sex. Character that in this one anime I'm reading called Yuku Holder. There's yeah. like a person who's like, who's...
Well, everyone is like this
oh,
in the show.
Oh, just everyone's
right. Yeah, except, yeah. Right, TJ?
Yeah.
And yeah, so there's a harem between the main character, that girl guy, and a monster. So it's pretty adorbs, but man, she is a wrecking machine. I'm really, really, I forgot all about season one, and I had to go back and read a bunch of it. But man, this show is super sick.
Nice.
And it's only 12 episodes. I know. The second season is only 12 episodes, so. And
isn't
so
is
the
Netflix?
First episode, too, right? Huh?
Is it on Netflix?
It's all on Netflix.
Yeah, it's all on Netflix.
All right, second up, I am playing more Deus Ex, and now that I understand hacking, that's all I do now.
Oh,
and
wow.
I feel really good about hacking into people's personal accounts
and just
doors.
Reading their emails.
Yeah. So all I do is just hack into people's doors and stuff. But one of the bad things about this game is that I always accidentally press circle while I'm around people and I knock them out. Like one time I was just standing there, like, you know, going through my inventory and I go, okay, cancel, cancel. And then I accidentally press circle one too many times and Jensen just like knocks the guy's gun out of his hand, knocks him in the face, throws him off the thing. And I'm like, oh my God, I can never buy items again. That guy is out cold. I'm like, oh my god. It was funny because like I was watching it happen. He's just like,
and you're like, no.
Oh god, Jensen.
What have I done?
Jensen, no. And then I was like, this one guy is just standing there in front of his computer. I'm like, if I hack into his computer, I'm sure he's gonna get mad. And then I just like, okay, I'm gonna try and knock him out like silently light.
Yeah.
The you know how when you do like silent takedowns in this game, like it's random which one he does.
Yeah.
Yes.
He chose to do the one where he just like literally socks him in the face. That's all he does. He just taps him on the shoulder and goes boom. And I'm like, okay. And the guy flew into his chair.
Oh wow. That's pretty good.
So yeah, well, this game basically, Deus Ex, is about a guy named Adam Jensen who gets beat up and he turns into a cybernetic human to try and find out who did, you know, who killed his girlfriend and all the people that a company works for. So, but yeah. With these, oh, it's really cool too. I finally got to the parts where like you get to talk to people and like use pheromones and stuff to talk to them and try to influence their behavior. When you get it wrong, it's so funny. It's like, it's like, hey, I really need this information. You need to give it to me. He's like, no, I'm not gonna give it to you. F you. And I'm like, damn. It's like, ah, I picked the wrong one for sure. I think. Or it's like, I'm gonna kill this hostage. He's like, hey. Let me talk to you. Let me reason with you. Nope. Shoots him like, oh, I thought that was going to work. I really, really did think that was going to work. But yeah, it's a good game. I really like it a lot. It really rewards you for being stealthy. Like, the gunplay is so bad. But like,
yeah.
So I just rather just, like, KO people and they're not looking.
Mm.
And yeah, since I'm playing Director's Cut, actually, I talked to Anthony about this. There's many different ways to beat bosses now that they weren't in the original.
Yeah.
Like, the first boss, you could just hack some turrets and then carry them and then put them in front of them and then the turrets kill them for you.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. So, yeah, I can't wait to do more of that kind of stuff. So, hopefully, it'll be more interesting boss fights later on. But, yeah, hacking is pretty fun. The game doesn't really do a good job of teaching you how it works. But when I watched the 17-minute-long video and they showed me what it was all about, and that really helped me out a lot.
Okay.
So, yeah. So I'm specializing in a lot of mobility stuff, like carrying stuff, jumping high, and a lot of hacking so I can get around places. Because I feel like that's the most useful thing to get.
Yeah.
No gunplay for me at all.
Yeah, so. I didn't play that. Like, the only gun I used in that game was a stun gun.
Yeah.
And, like, that was just to take people out without having to do the animation takedowns.
The animation takedowns, yeah, for sure. Yeah, no, this game, I really like it. I feel like it really holds up well, and can't wait to play more of it. I kind of want to play Dishonored, but I feel like it's not the same as this game.
I don't like Dishonored at all.
Yeah, a lot of people are mixed.
A lot of people love it.
Yeah.
But Dishonored's great.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like Dishonored in one bit.
Yeah, I might pick that up next.
Yeah, but like, you didn't like it because you only like being the good guy.
What?
Like, you, when it comes to decisions, you only pick
the good guys. No, my problem was, it wasn't the, like, my problem was the actual gameplay.
Yeah, because it was all your abilities were linked to the decisions
you made. Oh, the good decisions? Okay. Yeah. Like, are you saying that maybe if I played with the bad guy abilities, I'd like
you'd have a lot more fun.
Okay.
Why? Are there bad guy abilities in that game?
That's all about being good or bad.
Oh, wow. Okay. But, yeah. So, I'm playing that, and that's basically been my whole time. Just watching Knights of Sidonia and playing Deus Ex.
Wow.
Deus Ex is taking a while.
Yeah,
it's
a long game.
It's an RPG-ish.
Yeah, I've seen a couple nights. You're up late playing that game.
He messaged me, actually.
What?
Because I stayed up all night one time because I had a... Man, do you guys know that coffee keeps you up?
Yo, caffeine?
And welcome also, to my life.
And also, it makes you poop a lot.
Oh, yeah.
It's diuretic. Oh, my God.
It depends.
It's like fire.
But,
Are you drinking coffee?
I'm drinking black straight only.
Yeah, so I do
have gallons.
Yeah, that's all gallons. Oh.
But yeah, I stayed up all night and Vince messaged me. He's like, "Warren, you should go to sleep." I'm like, "No." He's like, "Good, sleep is for the weak." That's all I ever heard from him again.
Just test.
And by the way, the when I said no to when he messaged me, "Good, sleep is for the weak," there was a 3-hour gap. So he was awake for the whole time.
Of course there was.
Yeah, so it's pretty funny. Yeah, good time.
Yeah, I think I had class at like 8. So I was like, forget it. I'm not going to bed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So yeah, that's been my time.
Cool. Anthony, regale us with stories of Evo.
So, yo, Evo happened last weekend.
Has this been your whole week?
It's been my whole week. I feel like I did something else.
But
I just can't remember.
Okay.
Because Evo was so crazy. So I'm gonna go through the tournaments that I watched.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna just tell you who won. Like, this might mean stuff to some people, but it probably won't mean anything to you guys.
Yeah. I only heard about like the two big moments.
So yeah, I'll get to those. There were two big moments. There was a whole bunch of games that they played. But I only really watched I watched Guilty Gear, Exerted Sign.
But I wanna know most about the Smash one.
I didn't watch Smash.
What the fuck, man?
Oh, man. Yo, Vince, so did you see that NES player?
I did.
Yeah, it was really good, right?
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know. Did you think he had a chance against that Peach player anyway?
No, never. Yeah,
I don't know. I felt like Lucario is still pretty top tier, but...
I know. No, Zero Suit is definitely where it's at this year.
Yeah, that was a really good showing from the top 8.
Yeah.
Too bad he got knocked out in like the first round, though. Oh, sorry, you wanted to talk about something?
You guys are spouting bullshit. Like, you're just giving false information to the crowd. Like,
what, did you watch it?
Oh my God, you should have seen Anthony. So, we were looking at the streams on Evo. He clicked one and it had Mortal Kombat on it. Then when he...
Oh yeah, the thumbnail was Mortal Kombat.
When it loaded up, it was Smash. He was gonna break his phone.
I was like, fuck! Oh my God, Smash is so boring. All right, but yeah. So, a guy, Ogawa Zato, he was like the favorite to win Guilty Gear Exerted Sign. He won with a character named Zato 1.
Sure.
Yeah. In Mortal Kombat X, Sonic Fox, who has been the man to beat in Mortal Kombat games.
His name is Sonic Fox?
Yeah, his name is Sonic Fox.
Is that
Fox.
Like because of Sonic and Fox? Or he wants to be really
fast
Fox?
I think it's Sonic and Fox.
Okay.
Because this guy, every time he comes out to a match in like a major tournament, I think one of his friends dresses up as a giant fox. Like, wow. He's like just like a straight furry, just like,
wow,
yeah, just like bringing it on stage. He won with a mix of Outlaw Variation Aaron Black and Royal Storm Variation Katana.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah,
a Royal Storm. What?
Yeah, there's so in Mortal Kombat X, there's each character has 3 different variations, and it gives them a different ability. So like, it's not that it changes up their whole moveset, but it changes up the style in which they play. In Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3. The first non-American to win EVO in Marvel vs. Capcom 3 is Kane Blue River. And he won with the team of Hulk, Sentinel, and Hagar.
Whoa. Team Zero Armor.
Yo, that team is insane. He was doing things like, so, like, if you Gamma Wave in the corner,
yeah.
There is one portion of Gamma Wave gave that gamma wave that will still hit the opponent even though it's off screen.
Yeah.
So they'll bounce, try and fall, and then bounce one more time by an invisible gamma wave hit. And then he can do like all these insane corner combos. Yeah. But it was just a team of big bodies, and he just like giving people the clap. It was great.
He just run through.
He just ran through people. Yeah, it's insane.
Okay. So it wasn't even close.
Like there were a couple. Like Marvel isn't a game of close matches. It is of I shit on you or you shit on me. Like there's no in between. Like there's no like down to the wire. Oh no, who's gonna win? Life thing. Like that happens like once in a blue moon. Like
that's funny.
And then the big final, Street Fighter IV. Eiji Momochi from Japan won with a mix of Ken, Evil Ryu, and Elena.
Street Fighter 4 has three-man battles?
No, it's just he kept switching characters to suit his needs within the
no
top
eight. No way!
Yeah, wow. So a lot of people now are playing multiple characters. So in the top eight, only like four people stuck to one character.
Yeah.
So I'll just go through this guy, Nemo, he only played Rolento. This guy called Ai, he only played Juri.
I've seen that guy.
Yeah, Takedo only plays Akuma.
Yeah.
And PR Balrog only plays Balrog. Yeah.
That's a shame.
Yeah. And so everybody else, so like there's a guy, Liquid Knuckledew, he played Guile and DeCapre. Infiltration, he played Evil Ryu, Chun-Li, Abel, and Juri. Gamer B, he played Elena and Adon, and then I said Momochi's already. So yeah, there's a lot of mix of characters. This game's been long enough to where people can specialize in multiple characters, and that be a viable option.
Cool.
So there were two big things that happened that evening, like two major events. One, the first one I'm gonna get through was the in the Guilty Gear.
Oh yes.
So in the semifinals, there was a match between a Japanese player named Moshige and a Japanese player named Ogawa. Ogawa eventually won the whole thing. So Ogawa won the first match. It was like, if I remember, it was pretty handily. And then Moshige came back in the second round like a nail biter. Like he like edged it out. And it was like really tense and really awesome. So he won the round.
Yes.
And there's still a third round to go. He stood up and celebrated.
Yep.
Because he thought the match was over. And he thought he had taken out the Zato 1 player. And so he's like celebrating on stage, hands in the air, like clapping to the crowd. And everyone's like, turn around. And he turns around and his opponent is just wailing on this character who has, there's no one behind the controller. Yeah. Right. So he does like a super optimal 60% combo at the very beginning.
Yeah.
And then does one mix up when he, by the time he gets back to the chair, and then kills him and eliminates him from the tournament.
Yeah.
kicks him into loser's bracket.
That's insane.
It was the funniest thing. I lost my mind. The other thing that happened was in the Street Fighter Grand Finals. Final match. So Momochi was in winner's bracket. Gamer B was in losers. Gamer B won the first set of best of the five. He brought Momochi down to losers, and it was like the final game. It was crazy. Momochi was up one round, first round.
Yeah.
They're about to start the second round, or they're like a little bit in the middle of it, like very beginning. And Momochi pauses the game. So people who don't know why that's a big deal, if you pause a game in a tournament match, you forfeit the round.
Yeah.
Like it's an automatic forfeit of that round. So usually your opponent then can just freestyle on the character you're not allowed to control and gain all the meter in the world for the next round, right? So, but Gamer B didn't do that because it was the grand final. So what he did is that he hard punched Momochi twice so that he had less life than Gamer B, and then they timed it out so he wouldn't gain like an unfair meter advantage. But it turns out that his stick was just straight malfunctioned. Like the game was pausing itself because the PlayStation or the Xbox kept thinking that the stick was disconnected. And so it was a Razer stick, the company Razer. Razer tweeted out, "Yo, I hope you guys are watching these grand finals. It's crazy. Like, you should totally watch it." And then everyone tweets, "Yo, yeah, I'm watching your sticks being broken. Like, it's super hilarious." And then they delete the tweet.
So what did he do?
So
did they fly in a new Razer stick?
No, he got a new stick from someone else. Like I think it was someone else in the crowd or someone else on stage just gave him a new stick to use.
Mm-hmm.
And so Gamer B was about, like, he won that match. He won that round.
Yeah, but it's not fair, though.
It's not fair. It's not fair, but it kind of is fair.
That's weird. No, so, not really.
But then it was in the third round after Gamer B took his free...
Oh my God, his stick malfunction.
No, his free round. And then Momochi beat Gamer B. And, like, it was, like, the most emotional thing. Like, he was just, like, a broken man. His girlfriend came running on stage crying, like, tears just running down her face.
Wait, the winner's girlfriend?
No, the loser's girlfriend. The Gamer B's girlfriend. It was just, like... And, like, Momochi was just sad, actually sad to win.
Why?
Because he didn't feel it was, like, a fair match.
Why?
Because of, like, the stick malfunction, it made things weird for, like, even his opponent. Because, like, they were having such intense matches that it took you out of the moment. And it wasn't like he was disappointed good Evo.
Momochi
won, but he was disappointed because it wasn't
Wait,
like
stick malfunction. Momochi or
Momochi stick malfunctioned, and Gamer B took the round.
Okay,
the second round. So okay,
then why would Momochi be sad? Sorry, I'm just not following.
Oh, Momochi was apparently sad because he didn't feel it was a true grand finals because his stick malfunctioned. Like it wasn't an exciting thing.
How is it not fair? It would have been not fair for himself.
Yeah, but he's like Japanese. He's like no excuses for him, right?
No, but he won. I don't understand why he would feel like
it's... Yeah, he just felt like it was, like, an interrupted match, so, like, it was a weird... kind of doesn't like make sense,
For me, it's...
That's like, what I was reading off of Twitter, so.
Yeah, but what I feel is, like, why would he think it's unfair when his opponent has an advantage?
I don't know.
If he beat his opponent, that means he still tooled him, even though...
Yeah, like, that's up to him, but, yeah, in the third round, Momochi eventually took it, and it was just, like, emotions running wild, like, all over the stage, like, announcers crying... Weird. On stage, it was,
I bet Gamer B was like, "Fuck, I shouldn't have played a fair."
Yeah, he should. Like, I bet he was like regretting not taking that.
That's what I would have done. I'm like, "Fuck, you're taking all the fail." Yeah. Listen, that's part of the rule. Rules are rules.
Rules are rules. What are you gonna do?
Yeah, you lose that round. Rules are rules.
So yeah, it was a pretty intense Evo. A lot of cool stuff happened. I think my favorite finals were the Marvel finals. Like, if you can watch like King Blue River like grand finals match, like get that. That was a sweet match. Like, all those Hulk... he was just doing Hulk combos like crazy.
Cool.
But yeah, like, again, I feel like I did something else this week other than watch Evo. But, like, I kind of just watched Evo, like, 8 hours a day for 3 days.
Jeez. Ooh. You don't make me feel so bad about watching anime.
Yeah. Well, I was doing other stuff while I was watching it.
No, you were.
Yeah, I was like, I cleaned all the sticker residue off my PS2 games.
Wow. You were doing stuff.
I was doing stuff. I was being efficient.
You were doing stuff.
I was being efficient.
I forgot to say, I also went to TFCon this weekend.
Oh, you did.
And kind of a couple people asking for you guys.
Yeah.
No.
We're popular.
I told them that I give my employees the day off. So that's too bad.
Yo, we need a panel.
Nah.
We need a panel.
For what?
Talk about just
random. What are we going to talk about? What do we need a panel for?
Nothing. Just talk. Shoot the shit.
Talk about what?
What we do on here. Talk about all the cool stuff in the world. Instead, we'll talk about all the coolest stuff at TFCon.
Oh, yeah? You want to talk about robots?
Yeah, I'm down for robots.
Unofficial robots that you'll know nothing about?
Yeah. Like, yo, you guys hear about that Gundam show? I heard it's pretty good.
Oh, shit. Oh, you're going to cause an uproar. Don't talk about
Gundam. I honestly think the best robot show is, like, Elgigar, and then they're just like, oh my god, people throwing Optimus Primes at me.
Well, actually, Transformers, hardcore Transformers fan love Braves.
Oh, okay.
Because in Japan, Braves is this spiritual successor to Transformers.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay, fine. Then, like, I don't know. Evangelion is the best robot show, even though I don't believe that.
You're going to start something, but I don't know if it's specifically just Transformers fans. I don't know that anymore.
Yeah, you're right. Evangelion's pretty trash.
Not going to start anything here, because it's the best. Yeah, that's it. You guys have anything else you want to say before we head on out?
Nah, dog.
No.
No.
Nah, doge.
All right, then. That's been another 3 Nerds in the Basement.
Yes, sir.
We'll be back in 7 days. Do this shit all over again.
Whoa.